Project Open Democracy, a new blueprint for global renewal. A people-first response to the civilizational collapse caused by neoliberalism, postmodernism, and the failure of outdated political systems. A new civilization is emerging, and the green shoots are everywhere. Yet even as new ways of thinking, living, and organizing take root, they are being smothered by those clinging to the past. As our political institutions crumble and society fractures under the weight of confusion, corruption, and unchecked markets, the need for a unifying vision has never been greater. Drawing on the insights of Alvin Toffler and Karl Polanyi, Project Open Democracy exposes the blind men holding us back and offers a bold way forward, through a new declaration of independence and a democratic model built for the world we actually live in. This is the blueprint for what comes next. The civilizational turning point. Futurist Alvin Toffler foresaw our moment with startling clarity in The Third Wave. He described a turbulent transition between civilizational models, from the rigid, hierarchical structures of the industrial age to a decentralized, adaptive, post-industrial world. He wrote, "A new civilization is emerging in our lives, and blind men everywhere are trying to suppress it. Millions are already attuning their lives to the rhythms of tomorrow. Others, terrified of the future, are engaged in a desperate, futile flight into the past and are trying to restore the dying world that gave them birth. But this transition is colliding with another crisis, one Karl Polanyi predicted in The Great Transformation, the disaster that comes when society is organized entirely around market principles. In our time, that danger has been magnified by an unholy alliance of neoliberalism and postmodernism. The unholy alliance, neoliberalism and postmodernism. At the heart of today's breakdown lies what can only be described as an unholy alliance between neoliberalism and postmodernism, a fusion that has redefined greed as good, selfishness as virtue, and consumption as the highest civic duty. Neoliberalism, through deregulation, removed all limits on the pursuit of profit. Postmodernism, through radical relativism, undermined moral norms and civic responsibility. Together, they deregulated not only the economy but the very concept of social trust, converting civil society into a market society and citizens into consumers. The result is not prosperity, but a fragmented, overstimulated society where civil society is reduced to the economy, the economy reduced to the market economy, the market economy reduced to financial markets. This cultural and economic order has hollowed out democracy, cloaked failure in the language of freedom, and produced a society of perfect consumers but failing citizens. Polanyi's warning, that acceptance of market principles at the core of modern society invites disaster, is no longer theory. It is our lived reality. The market without a compass. The neoliberal postmodern system sustains itself through one engine, limitless economic growth. In a finite world, this is impossible. We cannot burn more fuel, consume more resources, and spew out more carbon at ever-increasing rates without eroding human well-being. What began as a promise of efficiency has become a trap of addiction. Progressivism, too often mistaking surface inclusion for structural justice, enables the cycle. And so we drift toward collapse, confusing consumption with fulfillment, competition with justice, and efficiency with wisdom. The market must be re-embedded within society, serving humanity rather than enslaving it. And that shift cannot begin with economics alone, it begins with uniting around a common vision. The Freedom Declaration for Peace. The Freedom Declaration for Peace, as a common vision, reclaims the moral center that neoliberalism and postmodernism dissolved. It affirms that freedom, peace, and shared prosperity are not lofty ideals, they are the only path to civilizational survival. If, as a society, we are guided by common principles, then the market, because it is us, will naturally reflect those same principles and once again serve humanity rather than enslave it. It is our new declaration of independence, not from a monarch or empire, but from the tyranny of the market and the blind men who cling to the structures of a dying age. Exposing and disempowering the blind men. It is vital to recognize the toxic impact of Toffler's blind men, leaders who exploit fear and confusion to consolidate power. They promise salvation but thrive on division. They are not defined by party or nation but by their determination to drag us back into a world that no longer exists. Their cost is enormous. Fractured nations, weakened institutions, cultural breakdown, and a generation losing faith in the future. The Declaration exposes them. Open democracy disempowers them. Open democracy. Open democracy makes ongoing, large-scale citizen participation possible. Beyond elections or the occasional referendum, it enables continuous, transparent, trust-based engagement, scalable to millions through AI, verification, and reputation systems. It empowers people everywhere to contribute meaningfully to collective decisions, shape their communities and societies, hold leaders accountable through verifiable feedback loops, debate and vote on global issues that transcend borders. This is not a democracy of the past, but of the next civilization, flexible, distributed, and people first. Take action. The Great Signing. The blind men will not step aside on their own. We do not need their permission to build what comes next. That is why the next step is the Great Signing, a global act of people declaring independence from the old order and affirming a shared vision for the future. By signing the Freedom Declaration for Peace, you join a movement that says enough to division, deceit, and domination, and yes to cooperation, conscience, and shared human dignity. This is not symbolic. It is how we reclaim power, unite across borders, and lay the foundation for a system that serves humanity. The turning point in history. We stand at a turning point in history. The industrial age is dying, the blind men are clinging, and the market rages without a compass. Yet the path forward is clear. A shared vision, the Freedom Declaration for Peace. A system to enact it, Project Open Democracy. A global act of unity, the Great Signing. The next great leap in human progress will not be led by the blind men. It will be led by us. Join the Great Signing, sign the Freedom Declaration for Peace. Let history remember who stood up, and let us build the civilization the blind men cannot see.